Hello and welcome to all dear representatives around the globe. I hope you are doing great. Today, I want to discuss something with you that may raise questions for you and may lead to hesitation in its implementation related to the proposals coming your way or the orders that you might accept or not accept. Considering the short period of time in which you will be active in, given the very high capacity you will have, naturally, you will be prominent in your own region, city, and country. After a while, even in the surrounding countries, you will become known in your geography. And because your access to your products is very high, you will have the ability to supply any type of product competitively. Naturally, after a while, the requests coming your way will increase significantly. For example, we receive numerous requests daily from various channels. We'll get requests through our social networks, B2B websites, and even from our old customers for new requests in products they haven't taken from us before. Representatives we have in different parts of the world bring requests for us. Some friends find us through our website and make requests. Even influential individuals in different countries, such as ministers, ambassadors of various countries, request products from us. This has led us to have a large volume of requests. Naturally, within a short period of time, you will also face this situation where you will have a large number of requests and you will encounter shortage of time. You won't have enough time to respond to these requests. The question arises, what should we do during this time? How should we respond to these requests? Should we reject or accept them? And if we accept, how should we proceed? We will face a time shortage. As you work for a while, your company and your organization will naturally grow. So you will hire resources, and these human resources will help you in your work. So your capacity will increase significantly, but gradually. One way to address this is to hire personnel and utilize your existing resources. The second way that exists, and it would be better for you, at least in the beginning phases, until you become large enough to handle those requests through your workforce and personnel, is to categorize the requests. A group of requests that you want to execute, that is your product within your capacity and expertise, you handle them perfectly. The second group is not within your realm and your expertise, and you don't want to handle it now. Now, regarding the products you don't want to handle, you can have two approaches. The first approach is to introduce them to us. What does that mean? Let's coordinate with your mentor and provide us with direct links. Well, we, with the abundance of human resources, connect the specialist of that product to these individuals and get the job done. And you receive a percentage of this contract, of course. In our collaboration model, as we discussed earlier on the first day, one of our collaboration models is that you introduce these individuals to us and take your percentage. Well, we will not have any restrictions on accepting orders. We have thousands of merchants and representatives in various parts of the globe who can easily handle such orders. Your second approach is to set some initial conditions. What does that mean? For instance, you can say that I will take $50,000 as an upfront payment to know that you are serious about the purchase and order, and then I will proceed to source your product. Tell this to your buyer. This method, of course, has a very high dropout rate. The higher your initial number, the higher your dropout rate. So, if you tell this to 1,000 people, for example, even 5 of them won't pay you. Why? Because the recipient says you should give me information before I pay you. And you say, pay me so I can give you information. If you want to take action yourself to work on this product, as I mentioned before, you won't have the time for it. Also, telling this to the customer is not interesting for them. And maybe the previous method of connecting them to our experts would be much better. But the other way for you is to set some initial conditions. A condition that is definitely financial. For example, if you tell them to provide a formal LOI or a formal request, that is not going to work. It is not a very accurate criterion. You say, for example, I will take $100,000, $50,000, $20,000, or even $2,000, depending on the type of the product and the volume of the order. For example, when they request a container valued $40,000, you say, I will take $5,000. Or when a product worth, for example, $500,000, you say, I will take $50,000 upfront payment and then proceed to source it. So, in response to the requests that come to you and are directed towards you, you can have this reaction. Categorize them into two groups and make decisions based on that. In the long term, you won't definitely encounter this issue because in the long run, you can easily establish different departments. You can hire personnel and experts for different products, and you will assign each one to their respective expert. However, in the short term, the best way is either to introduce them to us on a percentage basis or to set a substantial initial condition yourself. We recommend that you don't get involved with them and direct them to us. Allow our experts to communicate with them, advance the work, and you can easily receive a percentage of profit from these products, benefit from them, and also have worked on your own product specifically. This way, you will have a very large income stream. Perhaps in the long term, your income from this line will be equivalent to your own products because although the profit percentage is lower than when you do it yourself, the scope of your activity and the number of areas you can work on in this way will be much greater than just a few of your own products. After a while, you will see that your profit margin and monthly income from this method may even exceed that of your main products that you work on yourself. The best of luck in all you do, and farewell.